This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth, your weekly half-hour guide into the great expanse of modern indie and alt rock, with classic albums, new releases, and unearthed gems. This week, one of the greatest modern Australian indie rockers, Carla Genevieve, plus new music from Surf Trash, and more powerful garage punk from Ty Segall. Here's a favourite from Carla Genevieve. Welcome to episode 248 of A Sonic Youth. Opening was Carla Genevieve with Don't Wanna Be Your Lover. That was one of Genevieve's first singles, released in 2020. It eventually made it onto her brilliant 2022 album, Learn to Like It. Here's another track, her 2018 debut single in fact. This one has an especially great jangly indie rock sound. It's named Greg's Discount Chemist. This is A Sonic Youth, and that was Carla Genevieve with Greg's Discount Chemist. Carla Genevieve, currently based in the port city of Albany in Western Australia, has released a very impressive run of records since that 2018 debut single, including three studio albums. The latest, Don't Be Afraid, was released in October last year. All offer a powerful brand of Australian indie, led by Genevieve's strong voice, emotionally dense lyrics, and a good dose of proper indie rock noise. I've said a few times on this show how much I love the Soul album released by Julia Jacklin's group Fantastic Furniture in 2018. That's because it took Jacklin's undeniably brilliant voice and songwriting style and added a bit more indie rock energy to it. That's exactly what Genevieve achieves too, and why I think her music's some of the best coming from the Australian scene. Genevieve's just dropped two new tracks, named I Still Think About You and Finally Broke Me. The latter is a lovely alt country influenced track.
Then I read what I wrote last night and throw it at the bin. Between metaphor and a lie, every time my mouth opens, I can't remember why. I think she finally broke me. She finally broke me.
That was Carla Genevieve and the newly released Finally Broke Me. Next up, Ty Segall and the latest pre-release single from his upcoming album, Chrome. First though, I've got to play the epic first single, one of my favourite new releases of 2026. This is Black Paint.
There's no word for my truth.
You're listening to A Sonic Youth, and that was peak Ty Segall with Black Paint. Segall, for those unaware, is a pillar of the modern Californian garage punk scene. The upcoming record Chrome will be his 18th Ty Segall album since his 2008 debut. Then there's all his other projects, including his work with Tim Presley's project White Fence, a favourite of this show, and his band Fuzz, among too many others to name. Naturally, with that kind of output, consistency is lacking at times, but at his best, Segall is undeniably one of the great exponents of proper noise rock, and also more toned down indie rock. This new album, Chrome, is shaping up to be one of his best. Here's the latest pre-release single, Running to Nowhere. That was Ty Segall and Running to Nowhere. Our final band for this week is one, like Carla Genevieve and Australian indie rock, who find themselves part of an oversaturated genre. But like Genevieve, Surf Trash, with their brand of surfy indie rock, are some of the best to do it. Songs like Over My Shoulder and Pacifico should be definitive proof of that from this exciting Australian band. As is this next song, the latest single from the album No Chaser, which releases tomorrow. This is Mr. Spears.
Come on.
That was Mr. Spears from the new surf trash record named No Chaser. To close off this week's show, here is another taste of Carla Genevieve's brilliant album Learn to Like It. This song is so distinctly Australian indie in its sound, and I think it's just about the pinnacle of that genre. This is Brighter Than Blue.
I come bearing gifts to myself. $1 coffee and a smoke for my health. Walk around Fremantle at 9 a.m. Doctor's appointment. A text to a friend with no reply. It's been a month and I don't know why. Sunglasses on, sometimes a gray sky is brighter than blue. It's brighter than blue. Does that mean anything to his back and walk to the Ferris wheel? Its carriages are empty. They spin quicker when they feel less heavy. I wish I could relate, but sometimes it's gray sky. It's brighter than blue. It's brighter than blue.
Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. This show is made with support from Free FM, Hamilton's access media station, and New Zealand On Air. For more of the greatest indie and alt rock, check out the back catalogue and future shows on Apple Podcasts and freefm.org.nz. And give me a follow on Facebook and Insta at A Sonic Youth Podcast. Remember to support the artists you love, and I'll see you next week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.